This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how we should let God's hand repay evil and not ours. Recently, I was talking about the story of David and Nabal. Nabal was a wealthy man who lived near the village of Carmel, and so when David was in his area, he sent a friendly message asking for food and water for his men. Although when Nabal received David's message, he was drunk and called David and his men a band of outlaws. Nabal's wife, Abigail, reached David first and convinced him not to kill her husband. David thanked her for her wise counsel and told her, "Bless you for keeping me from carrying out vengeance with my own hands." After Abigail resolved matters with David, she returned home only to find Nabal still drunk. So she decided to tell him everything that had happened the next day when he was sober. When she told him how she handled things with David, Nabal immediately had a stroke. And the scriptures say 10 days later, the Lord struck him and he died. When David learned of Nabal's death, he said, "Praise the Lord who has paid back Nabal and kept me from having to do it myself." Are you on the fence today about whether you should take matters into your own hands? If so, pass the situation from your hands to God's and hold on to these words instead. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. Romans 12:17. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let only God's hand deal with any wrongdoings that have been done against you.